Inflation drops more than anticipated for the U.S. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, 8:54 a.m. Eastern Time, June 13th. A few minutes ago, we got the report of CPI of May for U.S., and it came in at 4. The polling, I think, was as low as 4.1 on average, so the pollsters got it fairly right, but it was a little weaker than expected. The core, I think, was 5.3, and they wanted 5.2, a little off, but pretty good. And the futures stock market has moved up. We've been up about 13, 15 points here in the S&P 500. It's looking strong. So where are we on inflation? Well, it turns out that this is one of the biggest drops in quite some time. It kind of reinforces some people's thinking that over the next few months, we may learn inflation dropped the largest, fastest in like 70 years. We're at the lowest level within 2 years here. So I think tomorrow we get the producer price index, PPI, and then, of course, the end of the month, we will get the PCE inflation that I think will pretty much be in agreement with the CPI. And that's the one we use in our modeling, and we also chart it out and discuss it. On balance, it looks like inflation is coming down. Eventually, someday we'll get to 2%. It looks like it is speeding lower. This is helping the economy. It should help the Fed not to raise rates, but even if they do, most people think they can only raise one or twice more, and then there's just simply no reason to raise. I think this is making the stock market very comfortable. I think the economy continues to grow here. And so now looking at where we're at this morning, granted we can get day-to-day fluctuation, we can see a setback in the stock market before working higher, but we're staying with our 30 to 45-day forecast here that we present at our podcast at criticalpoint.podbean.com. You can also go to criticalpointpod.com. To learn more of what I'm doing here with this type of business cycle analysis and links to some of the free and premium services, the locked up services, as well as to subscribe. At any rate, I would say our economy forecast and inflation forecast has been working very well for some time here based on the business cycles and the data itself. And I think this is a positive move. And I think it's just going to encourage stock investors that there's less risk than what we've seen in some time, that we're moving in the right direction here for inflation. Our personal estimates, we think inflation moves on down to 3% in the next 1 or 2 months here. It's looking like we are getting back to normal inflation-wise. And we already know that the economy is hanging in there. There's no real, we're not forecasting a recession. If there's been any kind of recession, it's a strange, weird one called a rolling recession from last year into this year. And I think the stock market has given us enough evidence that it's unwilling to play a recession game, that it's thinking in terms that business is going to do well and stock market is going to be worth more. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.